Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and it's Veterans Day. Happy Veterans Day to all who serve. Thank you for your service. And that's what I've been talking about the previous segment. I want to continue to talk about. You know, folks, over the years, it really troubled me how we had millions of people, tens of millions of people over the last 100 years, really, since the Garden Reserve was formed over 100 years ago, 120 or so years ago, millions of people who didn't serve in a regular Army unit. They served for 6 months or less. And I knew those people, and I knew what they did. I knew a lot of those people. I knew what they did in their service as they served in a reserve unit or in a guard unit. I know many of those reserve unit and guard units who were called to active duty, who were sent into wars. Whenever they've gone to war, the casualty rate among those reservists and those guard units was every bit the same as the active duty members of the military. Now, when those people signed up for those units, signed up for the guard, for to be a member of a National Guard or an Army Reserve or an Air Force Reserve or whatever, Marines, Navy, when they signed up for those, they thought they were signing up for, obviously, for to go 6 months of training and to have drill 2 days a month, right? 2 weeks of annual training in the summer, probably. Well, that's the model. There's no question about that. But they also, it was understood, everyone understood that if the Army, if the United States, if their country needed their unit to go somewhere, even if it just needed them, that one person, they could be deployed. You put yourself, you make yourself available. When you take the oath and you make yourself available to serve as a, and don't forget the job of the reserve and the guard is to support the active duty, and they do. They absolutely put a solid foundation under our readiness, our level of readiness to defend our country. That's what the guard and reserve is supposed to do. They're an integral part of our country's ability to defend itself and to pursue our interests, which is protection, right? And so when they sign up for that, to be a member of a reserve or a National Guard unit, they could be called on into active duty. And they know that. They take the same oath as anybody else. And so when I see members, that people that I know served for years in a reserve unit in a specialty assignment, where life and death, where lives were in their hands, their reserve units, I served in one of those reserve units where you had life and death in your hands, the job you did. And those people are not allowed to be considered veterans. That's just ridiculous to me. And that's the reason why I believe if you swore an oath, if you swore the oath to defend your country, so help you God, that oath is, everyone takes it. Active duty, all the services, all the reserve units, all the guard units, they all take that oath. And so that makes you, in my opinion, that makes you qualify. You know, it doesn't qualify for you for benefits. I'm not trying to get the government to pay more money out. That's above my pay grade. That's not my deal. But it is respect and honor. That is something that I'm advocating for, respect and honor. Because whenever I hear people say in a group, if you're a veteran, stand up. And someone who spent 2 years in a motor pool on active duty stands up, but the person next to him or her who spent 10, 15, maybe 20 years especially in a very critical MOS, military occupational specialty, a very critical MOS for years, that person isn't supposed to stand up. That's what was done for all those years. I saw people I consider to be veterans not stand up when that happened. That's not right. And that's the reason why I'm proposing the new definition. If you take an oath, it's implied that you're writing a check to the government for up to and including your life. Regardless of what your next assignment is going to be or what you ever do for the military, if you wear the uniform, stand a post honorably, and write that check that could be cashed by a grateful nation. Well, next time someone says, if you're a veteran, would you stand up? Next time someone asks you about your military, if you were in the military, and you say yes, and they say thank you for your service, you say thank you for saying that. You're welcome. You deserve that honor. It is an honor to be a member of the military. And when people thank you for that, you deserve that honor. Don't ever let anybody take that away from you. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.